from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
No, this isn't Stymie, Guru. Give me my open. Give me my open.
What was that?
Wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Hey, baby! Hell yeah! Boy, your boy got some sleep today, Shasky. Shasky and Bonte. Bonte and Shasky. The morning roast from 10 to 2. We're taking over for Stine Goon. They'll be on from 2 to 6. So if you are in your car right now, and you're on 95.7 The Game, if you're on YouTube, you're like, what the hell is going on? Why is Bonte and Shasky out from 10 to 2? Well, because this week, it's all jacked up. 95.7 The Game is jacked up this week with Willard and Dibs from 6 to 10. Morning roast from 10 to 2. Stine Goon from 2 to 6. Presented by your great friends at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. And it's only for 1 week only. 1 week only. I wouldn't mind if it was 2 weeks or 3 weeks or more.
All optimism, baby.
Hey, all optimism except when it comes to the Giants. Except when it comes to Danny Ainge making trades with the Utah Jazz. Except when it comes to soccer. My team's losing yesterday. Damn you, England. And damn you, Columbia. All that stuff. But Shasky, we're in a new slot right now. Boy, we're all fresh. We got breakfast, coffee. Feel good right now. What is that?
I'm ready to go, dog.
What did I do wrong?
What is that breath?
I'm not used to being on at 10:04.
This is great. This is the old crossover days. Remember that? That would go to like
didn't love them
10:26.
I'm out.
Didn't love it.
I didn't love them either.
I didn't love them either.
But hey, we're here. We're here. We're fired up right now. Hopefully, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter's fired up. We're gonna take this thing to 2:00. And look, it was weird just to sleep in. And it came in and woke me up. It was like 4:45. Babe, you got to get up. I said, I'm 10 to 2. I'm 10 to 2. Let me sleep. And your boy got up at 6:45 and hit that shower.
Jealous.
Woo-wee.
I got up and moved 3 cars. It was street sweeping day.
Oh, that's the worst.
You know exactly. And then I go, babe, where's your keys? I couldn't find her keys. And then, of course, it was like, you woke everyone up. Now go get a bottle for the baby and change his diaper.
I don't know, Joe.
I see. So
I had three cars double parked simultaneously.
See, I don't miss out about the city.
As the neighbor was trying to steal my spot.
I don't miss that about the city. I remember when I was living on 32nd of June, I would park on the sidewalk and get tickets left there. I was like, you can't do this, dog. So I'm loving being in the suburbs, kind of having my parking spaces or whatnot. But I don't miss that. How come you didn't do it last night? Yeah, Todd, you didn't have to go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Because all of the spots were taken up. So what ends up happening is there's a mad dash on the first and third Sunday, or Monday, if you will. I know that there's a mad dash to take parking spots on one side of the street. And so I parked two cars on that side of the street yesterday, but to maneuver it to get ready for the babysitter so that the babysitter doesn't get a ticket that I have to pay for later on down the line, I had to move cars around. And then I got to the gym this morning, and it was a total different crowd. So usually when I get to the gym in the morning, no one's there. I got there this morning, packed house.
Oh yeah, that's
couldn't
not
get
fun.
Anything.
Yeah, that's
and
not
I,
fun.
I felt like an outsider. And it was all the real Jack guys, like legitimately, you know, chiseled dudes,
veins popping out their necks.
And like I was feeling good about myself over the last few weeks, and then I went in there and I was like, damn, these young guys, they hit a little different in these weight rooms.
No body fat. They're out there just pumping iron.
I thought it was the receiver,
Doc. And then they're looking at you, and they're looking at you like, wait a minute, what are you lifting 20-pound dumbbells? Wait, let me get these 50s real quick. I mean, dude, let me warm up with the 65s.
Your boy was like, you know what? I'll just do rubber band work today. You guys do the free weights. I'll go over there in the corner, and I'll do some rubber band work.
You know what I used to do when I used to go to 24-hour fitness on Ocean? I walk in there, and I see the super jack guys in there. Like, yeah, my side's a little tight today, man. I'm going to go over here and just hit the treadmill. I'm not going to embarrass myself.
You know, look, one thing I absolutely have to start with is, man, Giants baseball, first half.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sitting on the field yesterday. We were out in Fremont, and I had a baseball weekend, if you will. My little city team, the 12Us, we went down to Twin Creeks. We had some great games down in Twin Creeks, and then we played down in Fremont, and you know, the pool plays on Saturday, and then Sunday's kind of single elimination. And so we're playing Richie Rich from Livermore's team.
Shout out Richie Rich.
A great guy.
We're not talking about Richie the Rich, the rapper, right?
No,
not Richie Rich.
No, he's a caller. He listens to the station a lot. Okay.
I know who Richie
Rich
is.
I believe he's a garbage truck driver. That's what he kept saying. Anyway, long story short, his son is excellent. His team is very good. Fun team. And we played them neck and neck 2 days, and they got the best of us. But we're sitting there, and we're talking about the Giants. And he says to me, he goes, you know, it sucks. I love baseball, clearly. And I'm like, I mean, you're out here, you know, in the middle of 100-degree heat, and we're coaching baseball. And his kid obviously loves baseball. His older son loves baseball. Right. They just went to Cooperstown. He's giving me all these stories. He goes, it's hard for me to get my own son to like the Giants when the Dodgers have this guy, and the Astros have that guy, and the Phillies have that guy, and the Yankees have that guy. And clearly they are a baseball family. Baseball family. And look, the Giants first half, we can talk about it. And I've got grades and things like that. And I've got some players that I've identified. But and I'm listening. It's not an abject failure. It's not a disaster. They're just very mediocre.
Blah.
And it feels like in today's society, and look, there's a lot of things going on in society. We obviously want a more safe community.
Let's just get political in any way, but
we all want the same thing. Safe society.
Safe society. I'm not even going to go down this road, but I read about something. A 3-year-old baby went missing and is dead in Fremont, California. I read about that I was watching NBC News Bay Area, and I was just like, there's all kind of stuff going on.
Real quick on this. I think as a community, country, we spend too much time arguing on the fringes when the majority of us just want safe communities for our kids, you know, good schools, you know, we don't want to get taxed through the roof. Like, we all agree on a lot of the same things. So anyway, that being said.
By the way, I'm so jealous of Starting Guru having this slot. It feels great right now. It feels like we're flying. I know. It's only been 7 minutes.
Oh, they're jealous too. Don't worry if you guys having this shift. I'm already hearing about it in the other group thread.
Why? Oh, they're not happy? 2-6?
Well, they're fired up, of course, because we're jacked up all week long. So we're excited here at 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Jack's.
Jack's Restaurant.
But they're just a little jelly, of course. That's they'll get used to it. That'll
dude,
get it for
I
everyone.
Missed this slot. I mean, come used on. To do this slot all the time.
So I'm watching the Giants.
All right, go ahead.
And I'm watching the Giants, and I'm driving in this morning, and boy, it was a change of pace not listening to, you know, what's the guy, Brady Quinn talk first thing in the morning, or me listening to podcasts. I turn on Willard and Dibbs, and they're talking about just the team. And I would agree, it's not some abject failure, but the worst place to be in sports When time is the ultimate currency, time, my time, I could watch the receiver doc. I could watch the CONCACAF. I could watch.
Oh, don't you go there with soccer.
Just hear
don't,
me
you,
out.
Don't go there with soccer.
Hear me out.
Don't
I could go watch there with the soccer. New York Giants, Hard Knocks, which I think is the best Hard Knocks in the last 10 years. We could watch House of Dragons. My time is my new currency. I am coaching. I've got my wife. I've got dinners. I've got family stuff. If you can't grab my attention, you're not worth my time. And so I'm looking at the Giants right now, and I'm saying, like, they've got to realize, and they could tell me, Joe, attendance is up. Sure. I don't think this organization currently understands that currency of the modern consumer is time. Okay. And you don't have enough players I want to invest time into.
So it sounds like a conversation we've had about 15 times the last, or actually 15 times three, the last 3 years. Basically, what you're telling me is that they're boring. A kid can't grab on to a player. You have nobody to grab on to. Is Patrick Bailey that guy? Is Elliot Ramos that guy? We shall see.
I think Ramos is a great step forward.
He's a great story. Great story. Bailey, I like the way Bailey plays. Chapman plays hard. But it's the same exact conversation that we've had the last 3 years with the San Francisco Giants. So they're 47-50. The definition of mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
So I threw out on Twitter yesterday, hey, Giants fans, I want to have a constructive just conversation, you know, without being name called, but you know, that doesn't happen on Twitter. Well, somebody's always got to call you something. They got to try to hand me up and get you canceled or whatnot. But the Giants are just a mediocre team, so I asked for a grade. And we could go down to players or whatnot. And I just said, it's a C-minus first half. And I'm probably being kind. There's a lot of hardcore Giants fans that say, no, D-minus. D plus.
D minus?
You know, there's a lot of people who will say that. But I'm trying to be objective about them and saying to myself, boy, they come out of the gate. And this is why Farhan saying what he said. Maybe, just maybe it was a motivational ploy to get the Giants to try to play hard. They did win 2-3 against the Twins. Now, we don't like how Duvall blew the save and we'll get to him. We don't like how certain things, but Blake Snell, 12 innings pitched, like two hits he's given up.
He looked,
I'm telling you,
amazing.
You guys want to buy stock into Blake Snell? Well, I still got stock for sale. There's room on the bandwagon. There's room on the bandwagon. But it's the same conversation we've had for many, many years. And so for that star, you want to talk about time being currency or whatnot. And to get that star, it's going to have to be a homegrown talent.
No doubt.
They're going to have to go the direction of the Warriors when the Warriors were struggling for so long. And all of a sudden, Stephen Curry, who right now is playing in Abu Dhabi, became that homegrown star.
Yeah.
Draymond became a homegrown star. Klay Thompson became a homegrown star. For the Giants to get that superstar, it's obvious they can't go out there in free agency and compete with the big boys and sign these guys to big money contracts. So you got to develop. And that's where the time is going away. That's where the time is ticking for Farhan Zaidi. Who are you developing? Who's going to be that star next? Eldridge, I get it. He may be a year and a half away. But you got to develop a star if you want a superstar in this market to get the kids, as you say, with Richie Rich and company, to say, yeah, we're going to go to the game to watch that guy. Because that ain't going to happen in free agency.
You're 100% correct. And here is a text from Sam Lubman. The Giants are 207 and 214 since the start of 2022.
Wow.
That is a picture of mediocrity. Oh, wow.
It sounds like the Atlanta Hawks of the 90s.
It does.
It sounds like
and so you're part about the homegrown talent. So, like, we can get into Ramos. Like, Ramos, in only 60 games, has 70 hits, a 298 batting average, leads the team in home runs and in RBIs. He's at an 888 OPS. He's been awesome. But Bonte, I look up. Now, part of this is qualified at-bats. Some of these guys don't have enough qualified at-bats. Whole nother organizational conversation. Let me give you the team leaders. Matt Chapman, qualified at bats, 235. Ramos, 14 homers. Ramos, 46 RBIs. Chapman, 9 stolen bases. Chapman, 63 RBIs. Chapman, 319 OBP. Chapman, 84 hits. Chapman, 24 doubles. Yas, 5 triples.
So where did they rank?
41.
Hold on. Slow down for a second. Chapman, where does he rank with all these numbers?
This is the team leader.
This is the team leader. Okay,
team leader.
Gotcha.
Bonte,
gotcha.
This is a guy they signed on a one-year deal.
Gotcha.
This is a guy they signed on a one-year deal. Yeah. He showed up and leads them in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whoa, 6, 7, 8, whoa, 9 different statistical categories.
Well, let's just look at the team. 24th in the majors in home runs, 15th in the majors in runs, 18th in the majors in hits, 14th in the majors in RBI, 14th in the majors in average, which right I'm actually surprised at, but 12th in OBP, 17th in slugging, 15th in on-base percentage. And then when you look at the pitching, which to me has been the biggest disappointment of the season so far, 23rd in the team ERA, 4.41. 27th in saves. They don't have a lot of save opportunities, right? 26th in whip, walks, hits, innings per pitch, 1.35. And then 28th in opposing batting average. Opponents are batting .260 against the Giants pitching. So if there's anything
30 points higher than the guy who's leading the team in qualified at bats,
this lineup, they're as good as I thought they would be. You know what I'm saying? Considering the names in this lineup, there's no real sluggers. Soler's been a disappointment for the most part in the first half. Thank God for Ramos and thank God for injuries. By the way, anybody who was stunting on Austin Slater a couple weeks ago saying, oh, aren't you guys happy that Austin Slater's in the lineup? No. He's gone to Cincinnati. But the pitching
has been horrible.
The pitching has been the biggest disappointment. And that's part of Blake Snell. That's part of Camilo Duvall. That's part of this bullpen. And I don't know how you overcome that in the second half of the season.
Well, if you're going by the eyeball test, and I know there's got a couple of blown saves, and we can look at whip and ERA and all those things. To me, this is just my eye. Camilo's been off all year. And for me, it's command with his cutter, fastball. He doesn't trust the slider. This is a guy who's going out there, and on pitch to pitch, I'm not sure he knows what he hangs his hat on currently. Yeah, you throw really hard, okay? But can you throw accurately? Yeah. You know, one of my favorite quotes of all time, Bill Lasky, who obviously works the other station, but I've done some coaching with him at times. You know what he says?
Bill Lasky.
He goes, I don't care if you throw 110. If it's ball one, it's ball one.
It's ball one.
And it's such a great, simplistic quote. Yeah. Like, so many guys throw super hard now. Yep. Can you control it? And I'm looking at someone like Camilo Duvall, and I don't understand right now. I don't understand what is his bread and butter as a pitcher. Like Blake Snell, for example, when he's rolling, he is painting corners, and he can throw four different pitches, and he can put you away with any of them. He could start with four different pitches, and on a 2-0 count, he could throw any of them for a gots to have it strike.
You love it, Snell, huh? You love it, Snell, right?
Ponte, that was by far his best start.
No doubt. But since he's come back,
he was incredible.
12 innings pitched. He's only given up two hits, and he's only walked three batters.
I'm an equal opportunist.
Don't sell Snell.
When you pitch well, I'm going to give you credit. You know what I mean? Duvall, I think there's been three or four outings of the 21 save opportunities I would deem excellent Duvall innings.
Look, let me ask you something.
I think there's a problem.
There is a problem. There's no doubt there's a problem with this team. However, go figure. Maybe sleep did me some good, because I'm super optimistic about the Giants. Because I look at their schedule coming out of the break, and I say, ooh, 3 in Coors Field against Colorado. 4 in Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers are reeling right now. They are reeling. Now's a great time to catch them.
They have no pitching.
No pitching whatsoever. So you know what? That's 7 games right out of the block where I'm saying, can I go 4-3? Can I go 5-2?
Yamamoto, their high-priced free agent. You and I were talking about him, $300 million. I said, he's even throwing a bullet in the major leagues.
We both were out on that.
60-day DL?
We both were out on that. 60-day DL, IL. So you got 7 right out of the block. And then you come back home, and you got Colorado for 4, and you got the A's for 2. Now I'm saying to myself, boy, that July 31st deadline, what if the Giants come out the gates here? And they start rolling. And Farhan's talking about, well, you know what? The players dictate what direction we go in. And they start winning some games here. And you need to get Robbie Ray back with Logan Webb, with Blake Snell. And all of a sudden, you're saying to yourself, in the National League, anything could happen with this schedule down the stretch. This schedule may fool Farhan into not trading anybody or fool Farhan into buying somebody. I don't know. But when you look at that schedule coming out of the All-Star break, Shasky, I cannot be a little optimistic saying, you know what? Those first 11 games... 7 against Colorado, 4 against the Dodgers. Who's to say they can't go 8-3 and flip the script?
You can, but I just...
I'm optimistic, Bonte.
They've had about one 10-game stretch that made me feel like, wow, something really special is cooking. Everything else has been up, down, up, down, up, down. And every time I'm ready to wrap both arms around them, you know, they lose 2 out of 3 to a team that they shouldn't lose 2 out of 3 to.
What would make you wrap your arms around them?
I want to see them go around the rotation. Again, they don't even have a rotation, but
they don't.
2 times where it's like, all right, we got 4 quality starts.
Right. Four
from our starters. So, number one, like Birdsong and Harrison. I thought Harrison had one of his best starts of the year. His last start, that was very encouraging. He looked like he was in complete command. I thought it was a young man who clearly benefited from time off.
We'll give Bob Melvin credit for pulling him when he pulled him.
And I would have too.
He was wilting in those final 2 innings. Bo Mel pulled him at the perfect time.
Perfect time. I actually think Bo Mel's been good this year. Not great, but good. And we could quibble with a lot of little stuff, right. But like I think he's been good this year. He's been dealt a pretty difficult hand.
I mean, yeah, how many times he's got to go to Sean Jelly? How many times he's got to go to Luke Jackson, Miller, Ryan Walker, Rodgers? He doesn't have it. He's wearing these guys out.
Right, and so I mean, like, Birdsong is so young. He's thrown a lot of innings already this year. I don't know what they can rely on him moving forward, but like Logan Webb leads them in every category in terms of pitching. Every right. category, especially from the starting spots. And then you look at like Blake Snell. Okay, encouraging two starts in a row. Last one was dynamic. Is it, even if he's in between what we saw in between those two starts, you're talking about a guy. Look around the National League. There's not a lot of pitching right now.
No.
Every team in baseball needs pitching. So one of two things. You stay in the race and you stick with Snell. You fall out of the race. You trade Snell. Those are the two options for me.
There's no doubt those are two options. And whoever trades for Snell may get one hell of a pitcher. We cited the numbers in July, August, and September,
yeah.
Lifetime-wise. He gets better as the season goes along. He's a second-half pitcher. Right now, he is in a groove that if you do trade him, I best get something back. Good.
Well, you should.
I should get somebody who's knocking on the doorstep in the major leagues.
The Yankees?
I'm not just trading Blake Snell for a single-A prospect and then saying, ah, this single-A prospect may not ever come up. Let's just keep it moving. No. If I trade Blake Snell, I better get something good in return.
There's an arms race going on in the AL East. It's just look at it. Yeah. It's Yankees and Orioles.
Yep.
Yankees have been leaking oil for about a month now. They don't look good. They need a third baseman, and they need a starting pitcher. The Orioles need a starting pitcher, and they probably need bullpen help. If I'm the Giants, and if I can't stay in it, I'm telling you right now, I'm saying, here's Doval, here's Chapman, here's Snell. If I'm not in it.
Not in it. What's funny about this team? And I get it. Every time we're down and out on them, they start winning some games.
True.
They start winning some games. Like, we went to that Blue Jays series last week thinking, boy, 8-5 during that 13-game stretch. Wow, you should have won 2-3 against the Guardians, but you played hard. You went down to the final out. You beat the Braves 2-3. All of a sudden, you beat the Dodgers 2-3. Oh, man, maybe you're cooking with hot grease here. Every time we get high about them, they fall flat, like the Blue Jays lose 2-3. Jordan Hicks can't get out the fourth inning or whatnot. But then you beat the Twins 2-3, and you're thinking to yourself, well, you're playing the Twins tough, and then you come out of the break here. What if you do come out of the break hot? Anything can happen in this league, man.
Of course anything can happen.
So that's why I'm saying, boy, if I got Snell pitching like this, and I have Logan Webb, and Robbie Ray striking out 9 in the minors, and we know who Robbie Ray is, and he comes back and he's electric. All of a sudden, I got 3 top-of-the-line starters in my rotation, and I'm saying to myself, well, you know what? Maybe I should try to sneak into this walk. Because if you're Farhan Zaidi, I believe if you're Farhan Zaidi, Shasky, you cannot afford to not make the playoffs.
I think you're gone
if you don't make the playoffs.
I don't know about all that. All I know is this, is like, it's hard to take a team serious where I don't even know who's going to start at shortstop every day. It's just hard. It's the most important defensive position in baseball outside of catcher.
Give Wisely some credit, though. He's playing well, man.
Wisely's playing well. They played Fitzgerald there. They played Wisely there. And, like, again, Wisely's got 50 games under his belt this year. 50 games. Like, that's half of the games that they've played. So they've got to figure out a long-term solution at shortstop. I'm just saying it's difficult for me to take a team serious that boots the ball around a lot, okay?
Doesn't have
great starting pitching and doesn't know who their shortstop is for most days. That's a tough sell, and I don't think that's me being a hater or anything. I think it's just me being realistic.
We're looking at the first half of the season, though, and this thing can flip. It can flip. It can. But we'll see if it does. 888-957-9570. What's your grade for the Giants in that first half of the season? They're 47-50. Their pitching is god awful. The hitting is in the middle of the pack in Major League Baseball. 24th in home runs. They don't hit for power. I didn't even talk to you about stolen bases. They got no speed.
Do you know who
whatsoever.
Leads the team in stolen bases?
Who? Jung Hoo Lee? No, I'm kidding.
Jung Hoo Lee, who's 2-3 on a stolen bases this year.
Or two of five.
Matt Chapman on pace for 17 stolen bases. He has 9.
Oh my God!
Well, like no, but like so, Chapman's been a good size. See, this is a great example of the Farhan experience. Chapman individually has been a really good signing. He has, but he's on a 1-year deal. You surrendered either a second or a third round pick to sign him because the draft was over the weekend.
Right.
And if he bounces, he leads them in 9 categories offensively.
It's terrible.
Okay. So like if he leaves, like that's a good 1-year signing, but then what? That's the hard part for a Giants fan. It's like, all right, I'm rooting for Chapman. I really like Chapman. I want him to be here. But like, what are we building to?
So I heard Mark and Dibley talking earlier today. Mark was talking about the Patrick Bailey triple, about the ballpark. I think this organization, to Mark's point, he was talking about, you know, Bailey should have had a home run Saturday night. He gets a triple. He hit it loud, and he was upset about it. And I'm thinking to myself, the Giants have done an awful job over the last, hell, ever since Bodge, really, of not building around the ballpark when it comes to your lineup. Like, we were talking about the Cardinals a few weeks ago with Matt Nahegan and how they built that lineup with nothing but
on
speed.
Vince Coleman
on turf at Busch Stadium, knowing that we need speed, 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 speed. The Giants have done a terrible job of building a lineup around this ballpark. Mm-hmm. You look at Triples Alley, look at the big gaps. Why don't we have speedsters at the top of the lineup? The Giants should be building a team that is in the top five in stolen bases. Give me some guys who can run, who can turn singles into doubles, doubles into triples. Maybe get a couple out inside the park home runs. The fact that they just trot out these sluggers or these mediocre average, or not even mediocre, but average type players where, okay, he's going to bat 240 and hit you 18 home runs. No, you're constructing a lineup wrong. You need to get speed, get a couple power hitters, and then go from there. The lack of speed and athleticism offensively is probably the biggest thing I'm disappointed with when it comes to the Farhan era.
You know what I'm tired of hearing? Is about the ballpark's dimensions. Because when you look at the splits for this team on the road, it's not like they're world beaters on the road offensively.
Yeah.
And then lastly, like, okay, you guys want to beat up the dimensions of the ballpark and the quirks of Triples Alley. Does anyone complain about Fenway? Fenway has the weirdest. Look at it on a map. Look at right field and the way that the wall goes.
Right.
And then look at left field. And you tell me, and center field. And you tell me if anyone complains about Fenway.
You see the new Camden Yards configuration?
Yeah, it's goofy.
It's goofy, but nobody's complaining. They're hitting bombs left and right.
How about Houston?
Yeah, nobody's complaining.
Is Houston complaining?
No, nobody's complaining.
When Yordan Alvarez goes off the wall in left center field? Like,
yeah, no.
I'm kind of tired of hearing that as a blanket excuse. Let's talk about the actual team that they've constructed. And the personnel. And to your point, if I would have had Alec Thomas and, let's say, Corbin Carroll last year in the outfield, their game translates better with the speed and the gap hitting than a Yaz. I'm sorry, it just does. Yaz is your team leader with five triples.
I know. It's pretty wild. Hey, congrats to Yaz yesterday. The Little League home run yesterday to win that game against the Twins after Duvall blows it in the ninth inning. A fitting end to his first half of the season.
It's ironic because most Little League ballparks don't even have dugouts that you can throw into like that. That was, that was bad. I mean, the center fielder completely misplayed that ball. It was the right fielder.
Former San Diego Padre.
And Buxton almost killed himself three times this weekend on the fence.
All right, man, we're off from 10-2. This feels crazy. Crazy right now. We got to calm down a little bit. We're off Coca-Cola. We're off coffee. We're high on life right now because we didn't have to wake up so early in the morning. That's right. We're jacked up all week long. Willard and Dibs from 6 to 10. Morning Roast from 10 to 2. Stiney and Goof from 2 to 6. Presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Shout out to our great friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Wow, that's even a new read. We don't even get that in the morning. Wow, water for study goo. Anyway, what's your grade for the Giants in the first half of the season? 47-50 in the first half of the season. Are you optimistic? What's your grade? And then we can get into what Shams Charania is reporting, that the Utah Jazz want what for Lauri Markkanen? They want what for Lauri Markkanen? Are you out of your mind, Utah Danny Ainge? We'll get to that as well here. What do we call it? Stiney and Goo? Do we call it the roast? I don't know what we do. Lunchtime with Butch and Bonte? I don't know.
What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source, and all our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source.
Bonte Hill here, and you guys got to check out Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Owners and three brothers, John, Chris, and David, my guys, they learned the restaurant business from their lovely mother, Elaney, and she had a saying. It was simple. Make great food and be nice. They created Jack's Restaurant and Bar with that saying in mind, and Jack's Restaurant and Bar has exploded, and it's an all-day, 80-day kind of place that serves great food with a neighborhood atmosphere. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and drinks, and it's family-run business with a focus on genuine, old-school hospitality. Drop by for a light bite, for lunch, a nice dinner, quick burger after a movie, and Jack's Restaurant and Bar is taking over the Bay Area. Locations in Pleasant Hill, San Mateo, Newark, and my personal favorite, San Bruno. Also, check out Jack's newest location in San Jose at the Westgate Shopping Center. Two patios, a huge bar, delicious food, great cocktail, 16 beers on tap, make it the perfect place to watch a game. And I also heard they're opening up a cantina. That's right, a cantina. You didn't hear that from me. Come down today or visit I Love Chicken.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Axe.com for delivery or pickup.
So the first hit of the game, and this crowd of over 34,000 acknowledging Blake Snell.
Yeah, I just think the more you pitch, the more you understand yourself. And you get better and better. Two good outings with good results, but I like how much I've been feeling better, you know, syncing up and repeating the delivery. And then even when I'm at mentally, the way I'm talking, thinking, it's getting better as well throughout.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Steiny and Goo, here's Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Hey, man, whenever I can fill in for Steiny and Goo, that's a good thing. Those are big shoes to fill. But I'm glad we're able to have the opportunity to fill those shoes.
Whose shoes are you in? Guru.
I was rooting against Bonte.
Nah, I'm not as funny and quirky as Guru. Maybe I'm just Steiny.
Well, Steiny takes none of the
opinions.
You're
more like me than you think you are.
Yeah. Steiny takes none of the opinions. You take all of the opinions.
No, I think we both do. Just got to know which opinion to take. Got to know how to position yourself.
It bothers me.
It's funny. I was talking to Kenny Warnell out there, one of our sales guys, and he heard us talking about Will Smith,
a
right?
A good baseball guy.
A good baseball guy. And he's like, he goes, Will Smith is sick. I was like, you know, I got roasted a couple weeks ago on the X for saying that Will Smith reminds me of Buster Posey. He goes, he does. He's sick, and he may have better numbers. I said, well, Twitter called me all kind of every name in the book. I was like, damn. So anyway, I don't know why I went to Will Smith there, but Kenny Warnell, big baseball guy, was talking to us about the Giants, and he went to two games over the weekend, including the Blake Snell start. And it's good. Maybe it's too little too late. Maybe it is. But you see who Blake Snell is.
Oh, he's
I think
stud.
Giants fans in the first half of the season was like, oh, he's overrated or whatnot. No, this guy's legit. This guy is a baller.
Well, let's also recognize two good starts. One of those two is great. It was right. A great start.
Right.
Doesn't make you a great pitcher for this year.
No. This year's been a massive disappointment for Blake Snell. There's no.
But it was a great step forward.
It's a great step forward. But this guy, again, we've been discussing this, and I said, Giants fans, you need to be patient with this guy, considering what has happened with him. You look at his ERA lifetime in July, August, and September, and I think this is important, Giants fans. Lifetime in July, 2.49 ERA, all right? 1.31 whip, all right? Lifetime in August, 2.60 ERA, 1.105 whip, all right? Lifetime in September/October, 2.25 ERA, 1.03 whip. This guy gets better and better when it's money time. And so when it's money time right now for the Giants, as you look at what they're doing right now, I know that you, I know more than Jordan Poole, man. Wow. Blast from the past. Blake Snell is a good pitcher, but the thing is, what Farhan said last week is, you know, the player's going to dictate the direction I go. If they don't get their act right, I'm basically going to sell everybody off. Well, the Giants right now, three back of the wild card. And I'm just sure some cynic out there is like, well, they're going to catapult four different teams. If you just handle your business and win games, you will get into that wild card spot, right? The Mets are up there 49-46. You got the Diamondbacks, you got the Padres, you got the Pirates. It is what it is. Some Giant fan out there said, hey, we're only three back of the wild card. Well, if you get on a run here, and I got Logan Webb and Blake Snell as my top two guys, and then I get Robbie Ray in here. Maybe I'm setting the bar too high for Robbie Ray, but I'm feeling good about Robbie Ray. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, I'm saying to myself, I got three top-of-the-line starters who can give me at least six innings a start.
Yeah, so you're really hyper-focused on making a playoff run.
You know what? I think, listen, I'm hyper-focused because I think if I'm looking at it from Farhan's standpoint. There's no way he survives if they don't make the playoffs, right? There's no way Greg Johnson and this organization can bring back Farhan Zaidi back if they miss the playoffs, Shasky.
They gave him an extension. I don't know. I really
don't even know what the extension is.
I don't either.
Do you know the details?
I don't.
Two more years after this year.
So I'm so emotionally detached from my quote-unquote playoff run. Not that I don't want a playoff run. Like, I'm here for that. I definitely. I'm more about big picture. And maybe I'm zooming too far out, B. But I'm looking at, like, you want to know what the biggest development of the first half was?
Ramos.
Had nothing to do with their record at all. Hell yeah, it was Elliot Ramos. Yeah. Elliot Ramos has been one of the best Giants rookies.
Yeah.
Since Buster Posey, number one. And number two, he came out of nowhere, right? And I don't really care about whether it was in Farhan's master plan or not. When Brock Purdy became the guy, this is the way I view it. You get credit when you pivot and then now we're empowering. Pivot and empower, right? So to me, sometimes sports things happen. You think this guy's going to be good. He's not. Then that guy ends up being good. Do you foolishly go back to the weaker player because of maybe, you know, draft selection or nepotism or whatever the reasoning being? Or do you pivot? I think they deserve credit for pivoting to Ramos.
They do. Here's my thing. This is why I'm hyper-focused on a playoff, Shasky. Because for the last 3 years, where Lubman says, hey, their record is 207 and 214 since the start of 2022. Every time we've done this show, talking about the Giants, whether it's 2022, 2023, or right now, we've been talking long term forever.
I know.
Kyle Harrison, oh, wait till he comes up. Marco Luciano, wait till he comes up. Oh, Luis Montes Ramos, wait till they come up. Patrick Bailey, 100%, wait till they come up. Well, I'm tired of waiting.
Yeah, but you see Ramos.
Finally.
And Bailey.
Think what it took. And I don't care how the process works.
Yeah.
Because Dave Lee got hurt to open the door for Draymond Green. We see this in football all the time. Guys get hurt. You take advantage of your opportunity. And you go on and move on. And you don't look back. So Ramos he's become an all-star. And he hasn't looked back at all.
I think he's the best player.
Best player by far.
Of the everyday players.
Patrick Bailey's got an argument,
although,
too.
You could say Chapman.
You could say Patrick Bailey. I like Patrick Bailey, what he's done here.
I do too.
But I'm tired of looking long term, saying, what's the long term picture? I don't have time to wait anymore on Farhan Zaidi. Well, and when you come out there and you say what you said last week, talking about we're going to have to sell if we don't start playing better. And then pivot off of what you told Susan Slusser a couple months ago, saying, stakes are high. We got to get to the playoffs. And then when we get Flynn on, hey, Flynn, does the expectation change now that we're playing the young guys? Nope. We got to go to the playoffs. I need playoffs, Shasky. I'm tired of watching this team
flame
out after 162. I'll worry about the offseason when the offseason comes around. For this team right now, I need them to get healthy, and I need them to make a damn run at this game.
But I'm looking at this team, and I'm like, Chapman, Soler, Wilmer Flores, Lamont Wade Jr., you know, Conforto. All of these guys are like short-timers with the Giants. I'm looking big picture.
And it's been like that for the last 3 years, Shasky.
I don't want to sound like the regular season is irrelevant. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, when as a Giants fan, we've been waiting so long for a run, right? And when I mean a run, I mean like a young core that we can build and move forward with. And right now, I'm just saying, I think, even though it's only been 60 games, okay, I think Ramos is a part of that. Check. That's one of eight guys, everyday players.
Patrick Bailey?
I think Patrick Bailey is a part of that. Okay, cool. Check. That's two of eight players. That's a quarter of my everyday team that I know next year is a part of something and can have a four-year window, let's just say, a three, four-year window. Let's just go from there, right? Like Chapman, I want Chapman to be here for the next 3 or 4 years. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to stick around. Well, is that I think he's one of their best players.
Is that the worst thing in the world, though, if some of these guys opt out and free up some of this money? Because Soler signed for 3 years, correct?
Yeah, I don't think there's any opt-out.
No, it's not a great deal at all. Not a great deal at all right now.
But for every Soler, and believe me, that's not a great signing. Chapman is a good signing.
He is a good signing.
Chapman's been a really good player.
Chapman's been fine.
You know, and then, so what I'm saying is, like, I'm taking the long approach. Jung-Hoo Lee to the side, because I don't know what the heck to make of it. Play 37 games. I don't know what to make of Jung-Hoo Lee.
And it wasn't pretty.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you it wasn't pretty.
But I'm looking at him like, Ramos, player. Okay. Outfielder, homegrown. It came in a weird way. He's here. He's been awesome. Bailey, behind the plate. The most important thing when you're building a team, you got to have a catcher. Show me a great dynasty in baseball. And I'm not saying that the Giants are a dynasty, but they all had a great catcher. Veritek, Posada, Yogi Berra, Johnny Bench, Buster Posey, Yadier Molina. Like, just go through the history of the game. You got to have a great catcher. That is, it's no doubt about it. Well, they got catcher, and they got an outfielder. Now, we're a long way away, but I can see the makings of a team.
You're talking about long-term here. I got a question for Giants fans, then. 888-957-9570. If you're concerned about the long-term, give us a call right now. Or do you want to see this team go all in on the playoff run right now? See, because I'm tired of waiting, Shasky. Tomorrow's not promised. What Shanahan say a couple years ago? I mean, might not be alive on a Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
possibly.
Like, it's possible, right? But all I'm saying is, I can't wait for 2025. I can't wait for 2026. I need to now. And right now, this league is vulnerable. The Braves, they're shelling themselves right now.
Nobody has pitching.
They've lost pitching. Yeah. They lost Ronald Acuña Jr. The Cardinals, they're okay. They're okay.
Nobody believes in them.
Exactly. The Mets, do you really believe in the Mets?
They've been pretty hot.
They've been hot. But do you believe in them?
No.
The Arizona Diamondbacks, you have to give them credit because they went on a run last year and they made the World Series. And their guys are starting to get hot and get rolling.
Well, and they had 6 or 7 key injuries.
Right.
You know, to the pitching staff in particular.
San Diego, 50-49. They're inconsistent, too.
I know.
And we know the Padres flame out. So this league, right now, the National League, when I'm looking at the Giants, and I'm saying to myself, okay, I got Blake Snell pitching now. Blake Snell's looking like the Blake Snell I signed. $30 million, whatever it is, it's been a total bust. But you know what? The guy can redeem himself with a great second half of the season. And so far, he's on the right track, having two monster starts this past week. I think these are important for Blake Snell. Now he goes into break, he catches his breath, throws on the side. He's going to be ready to roll in Colorado. I got Logan Webb coming off that disastrous start against the Toronto Blue Jays. You already know Logan Webb's going to bounce
back. He's gassed.
He's gassed. He needs a break.
He's carried this entire pitching staff all year.
So what I'm saying is, Shasky, I don't care if he did sign an extension. How many coaches and GMs we see sign extensions? And again, hell, Monty Will, I know it's a different sport.
Yeah.
Monty Will's got fired after, what was that, one year. He's getting paid $65 million. Crazy, right? So Farhan can go. If I'm Farhan's eye, I can't wait for 2025.
But if I'm running the team, like let's say I'm the ownership, I'm saying like look, I know it's been ugly, all right, in terms of like marketing the team and whatnot. You got Ramos. I can't believe I'm here, by the way. I can't believe I'm over here like defending this, but it's the truth. I'm watching the Futures game yesterday. I got Ramos. I got Bailey. These are on my big league club. And I got this Futures game going on. I don't know if people paid attention. Bryce Eldridge, who was just drafted, 19 years old, batted cleanup for the National League. Now he went 1-for-2 in the game. He's a stud. He is flying through the minors. He will be here. I don't know when. I know you're going to say, Joe, this isn't 2026. He's going to come up. Like their farm is turning it around a little. I'm seeing some fruit on the trees. As critical as I've been, I can kind of see where this thing's going. Do I love the overall job that he's done?
Yeah.
No. But do I think that making the playoffs salvages everything? No. You know what salvages it? Ramos sticking and Matos having a great second half and Hayden Birdsong and Kyle Harrison proving that they can be 2 and 3 in my rotation for next year or 3 and 4 in my rotation for next year, depending on what happens with Blake Snell. Can Camilo Duvall get back to where he was? Something's going on there.
Well, but see, here's where I'm at, though. This is why I want them to go all in on this season. and just go to the craft table and go all in. Or if you're playing Texas Hold'em, you say, hey, I'm all in. I'm pushing my chips on the table. Because I need these youngsters playing in big-time playoff games. I need to play the high-stakes games in September. I can't go into September, Shasky, knowing that they're 10 games out of a wild card spot. Said, oh, well, they're getting that bad, so they're getting reputation. I need them playing in games that matter.
Yeah,
because I need to see if these guys can matter in October.
You're talking about Ramos and Bailey.
I'm talking about all these guys. Well, all these guys.
They're not going to play Matos.
And to your point, too, about Bryce, and I get why you're excited about Bryce.
I know. It sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't. But I could sit back here and say, that was the same excitement everybody had for Luciano.
Well,
that's the same excitement everybody had for Casey Smith. That was the same excitement everybody had for Hunter Bishop. That's the same excitement I've heard about all these youngsters here. So I'm tired of being excited about what could be. I need the actuality. I need the reality here. And the reality is the pitching needs to get better, but it is attainable to get into these playoffs. If you're Greg Johnson.
Yeah.
And you say the things that you said now, because if you start selling Shasky, now you got everybody going back on their word. Now you got everybody going back in the world lying to us.
Well, no, I think it's also just assessing where you are. Like, let me ask you, is the time to go quote unquote all in now, or is it probably when you have more of your core playing at the highest level all at one time?
Well, depending what you trade, right? Depending what you trade. You may not need to trade anything, but I'm not trading Bryce, right? But Hunter Bishop, who hasn't been up in the majors yet, and Luciano. If I can get me a bat, like first base,
so
for example.
So you're just giving up on Luciano?
Absolutely. For Pete Alonso or Vlad Jr., I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but you have a first baseman in the minors who's tearing it up.
Okay, so he can play DH,
and he's
going to
be under team control for 6 years.
But I have Vlad Jr. DH. It's all good.
It's true.
And I can move off of Soler if I need to.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? For pennies on the dollar. So that's what I'm doing here. I'm just a prospect out. I'm tired of hearing about what could happen in the future with this team when I've been hearing the same conversation since 2022. I got to go now and get to the playoffs. If I'm Farhan, if I'm Greg Johnson, if I'm Fleming, I'm all these guys that's talked all this talk about, hey, it's all about the playoffs. That is the goal. We have to get there because anything can happen because we just saw what happened with the Diamondbacks last season. That may be false. That may just be delusional. But I can't go through another year, Shasky, of playing meaningless baseball in the month of September. That's not how you grow this fan base. That's not how you get Richie Rich and his kids to go to the ballpark. They need to see big games at the yard.
I know. Like, I feel like I'm almost defending where they're at right now because, all I've asked for, I've been clamoring for 30 years. Give me a homegrown outfielder.
Yeah.
And they gave me that, and yet they're still far away.
Yeah.
And I can see where the frustration on your behalf comes. But I'm like, look, these things take time.
$9 million payroll, Shasky.
Well, let's go.
We're talking about just selling them.
Let's go through that real quick.
Selling them.
I'm just going to go right down the list. Jorge Soler batted .225, 10 homers, 68 hits, 20 doubles, 33 RBIs, and a meagly 702 OPS.
Meagly. It is meagly. Meagly. D- for Soler. Massive disappointment. Massive.
Tyro Estrada played in 83 games, batting .221, 64 strikeouts, 41 RBIs, 14 doubles, 70 hits.
D.
He's got a 608 OPS.
D minus.
Okay.
It's a lot of D's so far. Not passing
Mike
my class.
Mike Yastrzemski, 78 games played, 68 strikeouts. He's batting .241. He's got 8 homers, 31 RBIs. I mean,
I'm going to give Mike Yastrzemski a C. You know why? Because my expectations are high for him. He should be platooning. But Mike Yastrzemski, for crying out loud, has played some good defense. He's played some good defense. Came through yesterday. Had a really good game yesterday. Mike Yastrzemski's the least of my worries. He's batting 8th, 7th, whatever it is.
I think he's been like a B-.
Yeah, there you go. Giving him a C. That's a long way from the way you were hard on guys earlier.
Well, they finally got rid of Slater. Long way. I mean, so, you know, you can't have both of them. Now we go to Conforto, which is these two guys right now are kind of stymieing Matos. And Matos, to me, hasn't pushed the envelope enough to get one of these guys out of the lineup. But I look at someone like Michael Conforto, final year, $18 million deal. He's had 250 at-bats this year, which is crazy. I didn't think he played 74 games. He's played 73 of them, walked 26 times. He's got 39 RBIs, 10 homers. He's batting .237. His OPS is .748.
Not good.
Defense has been
You know, he didn't also, what was that, Saturday? Where he didn't score on two outs?
Well, he's not fast.
Coming up first. I mean, what was he doing from first to second? I don't know. But that's a guy I would flip.
Who I'd flip wants Conforto. Michael Conforto?
Well, somebody would want him as a platooner. He's got power.
You're going to have to pay $5 million?
Yeah, maybe. You know what? You got to do it. Sometimes you got to do it. Maybe go get yourself a reliever or something.
All right, let's continue. Nick Ahmed, I mean,
he's gone already.
Yeah, but he played 52 games.
F.
Oh, gone. Okay.
He got cut.
Brett, well, let's go into the positives. Wilmer Flores is the last kind of negative. 69 games played, which is more than I anticipated. Yep. Batting 205. He's got 25 RBIs and 4 homers. I mean, he's got 43 hits. It's not been good. 33 strikeouts. Yeah, Wilmer, what do you got on Wilmer?
Wilmer's been a massive disappointment, but he's also been misplayed and misused. He's not a natural first baseman. I actually think him getting the short end of the stick and not getting a lot of at-bats has really killed his rhythm.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with him? Go trade him. Go flip him. Go do something. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got a massive hole of, because I can't count on Lamont Wade Jr. to play 162. I can't even count on him to play 150, 140, 130. I need to, like, we keep talking about shortstop. Where can I get me a first baseman?
Well, that's where Bryce Eldridge is in minors. I know. You're
rolling
your eyes.
We got to wait a couple years, though.
So, Lamont Wade, 64 games played. I mean, it's been bad. 52 hits, in terms of his availability, has been bad. 52 hits, only 3 homers from that position, 19 RBIs, 46 strikeouts.
Wait a minute. I want you to repeat that. 3 home runs for the first base position?
Basically, between Flores and him, you have 7 total homers.
7 total home runs for the first base spot.
And less than 50 RBIs.
Come on, man. Come on. That's not good enough. That's not good enough.
His on-base percentage is through the roof, but I don't look for my first baseman to be a walk machine.
I want balls going to the water.
It's a power position.
Pause.
How would you put his season?
Lamont Wade Jr.?
Yeah. I mean, he was red hot at one point.
I mean, he always does this. Remember last year?
Yeah, he gives you like a month straight.
Flip even came out here last year. It's like, you know, he's one of the 5 best players in the National League. Then he fell off the face of the earth because he can't stay healthy. Like, Lamont Wade Jr. is a good story. He's a good story. But on a championship team, he can't be your everyday first baseman.
No, he's a platoon.
Yeah.
To me, he's a pinch hit specialist.
You know, and so I don't. He's whatever.
All right, let's get to the good stuff. Bailey, 65 hits in 69 games. All right. 11 doubles, 7 homers, 31 RBIs, batting .283, got a .784 OPS with 28 walks from the catcher position. How would you assess his first half?
Bailey's been solid. I'd give him a B. Handling the pitch staff. Considering where he started off with the concussion, remember he was out, he got off to a very slow start. Bailey not only has he come along, but he's become one of your leaders in this clubhouse. It's Patrick Bailey and Logan Webb. And Bailey's your everyday player, checking guy. Remember Tristan Brooks? We checked him at Wrigley Field. Patrick Bailey's impressed the hell out of me.
I have him in the A- because I don't think we give enough credit to what he's done with the pitching staff, given how bad it actually is.
Right. I mean, Sean Jelly was a comparable reliever
That's
for a long
saying.
Time.
So I got him in an A-, but I think he's been really good. And to me, I star him because I think he is a building block moving forward. Elliot Ramos. To me, he's the second best player on the Giants in the first half. And you could make the argument he's the number one best player in the first half. .298 batting average, 14 homers, which leads the team.
He gets an A.
46 RBIs leads the team, 888 OPS.
He gets an A.
I got A+.
He's going to Arlington, Texas for the All-Star game, crying out loud.
And then now we get to Matt Chapman, who I think is the unsung hero of this team. To me, he's the best player because availability matters, right? He's played the most games, 94, 13 homers, 43 RBIs, 41 walks. He's got 84 overall hits, leads the team in doubles, also leads the team in strikeouts, but he puts the ball in play, which you know, when he does, he actually drives it.
I'd give him a B because he has committed a lot of errors.
Okay.
He has committed a lot of errors in the field.
I got B+.
Yeah, I'll give him a B. I'll give him a B. Ramos by far and away has been the best story the first half.
And then what about Jung-Hoo Lee? 37 games, 145 at-bats.
I'm giving him an F.
He literally had 38 hits.
This could be a $100 million bust. Sorry, Giants fans. I'm looking for speed. He was 205 stealing bases. He got caught stealing 3 times. He only stole 2 bases.
Yeah, it's not.
His OPS was what, 641, I want to say?
Bonte.
What was it, 641?
He had 38 hits. 4 doubles and 2 homers.
How many times?
Basically, 6 of his 37 hits were for extra base.
And how many times did he crash into a wall?
About 6 times.
Yeah. So, Jung-Hoo Lee, I don't even know what he is right now. He could be a complete bust.
And then
right now, it's a terror. Think about that. You spent $100 million on a guy from KBO, and nobody knew who he was.
Last one, Brett Wisely. We're going to get to the pitching staff on the other side. Brett Wisely.
He gets a B. I like Brett Wisely.
He's been an A-.
He's been making plays.
Yeah.
He's been making plays left and right, man.
The bat's slowing down a little here, but he's been playing really well.
I mean, he made the play yesterday to preserve the perfect game for a while. Then you heard Mike Kruk go to broadcast, NBC Sports Bay Area, said, he just Gregor Blanco'd that thing. And I'm like, oh, Kruk with the jinx.
Oh, Kruk.
I don't believe in jinxes anyway, but no, I mean, Bray Wyatt has been fine. I tell you what, you want to say the pitching for the other side? I tell you right now, the pitching's been a massive F. I'm giving the pitching an F.
TBR,
I mean, I'm dead serious.
So then what's your overall grade? Let's talk about it on the other side.
My overall grade, I tell you, C minus, and you could argue with whether or not you believe
for
that.
For the whole team.
I gave him a C minus.
I want to get into Bob Melvin, too.
C minus. 888-957-9570, we got that. Plus, we'll get into what Utah possibly wants for Lauri Markkanen. And we'll ask the audience here whether or not it's worth it. Stay tuned for that. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.